in the big voter purge case points to how the law might still be struck down. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Marcus.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilde, host of Mostly Singles, airing every fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC. Maya. I play music I love. Mostly 45s, with cuts from obscure collectible LPs, rare 78s, field recordings, and more. Tune in too for special guests, international and local artists, musicians extraordinaire. That's Mostly Singles on WGXC 90.7 FM and online at WGXC.org. It's happening.
I'm a huge Tim Rose's sister. I know he's doing something.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Go and get some records. Go and get some records.
Gonna get some records for my baby.
Mr. Record Man. Get this record for me, won't you please?
I should keep records of these things.
WGXC.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned into All Together Now. WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June the 12th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. It's a handshake that's making worldwide headlines. Trump and Kim meet face-to-face. Also on the Tuesday rundown, labor updates on airport workers and teachers, and in California, a hearing to ban prosecution of children under the age of 12. First, our top story. After months of saber-rattling, President Trump finally met face-to-face with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on Tuesday morning. Yahoo News reporting that 35-year-old Kim arrived at the summit 7 minutes earlier than Trump to show respect to his elder.
Trump had insisted he would know within the first minute if Kim was serious about denuclearization. He said he felt really great and that it was an honor to meet with the North Korean dictator. Yahoo quotes the North Korean leader as saying it was not easy to get here. Kim said there were obstacles, but we overcame them to be here. He apparently likened the meeting to something from a science fiction movie, according to a translation of his remarks. Meantime, CNBC reports White House economic adviser Larry Kudlow, an important voice in U.S. trade policy, suffered what doctors are calling a mild heart attack and is in good condition at Walter Reed Medical Center. A first-ever union contract means higher wages and benefits for some 1,500 workers at Philadelphia International Airport. Andrea Sears has the details.
After 5 years of organizing, baggage handlers, wheelchair agents, cabin cleaners, and others have won a contract that union representatives say will bring them a living wage and benefits, including paid time off. The contract gives the workers wages of $13.60 an hour, more than double what they were earning when the organizing effort began. And according to Local 32BJ SEIU Vice President Gabe Morgan, it gives them much more than higher pay.
As they went into this bargaining, they were focused, frankly, even more on securing the kind of basic job protections that most American workers used to have, as much or maybe even more than they were on wages. So tough to overdescribe what a big win this is for workers here in Philadelphia.
He credits the city council, which passed an ordinance requiring a living wage at the airport, and Mayor Jim Kenney with being major forces behind securing the new contract. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
SEIU now represents 25,000 members at 37 U.S. airports, where some 120,000 workers have won higher wages. And sticking with the labor beat, educators and community members who led the Red for Ed walkouts in Arizona are hoping to take their fight to the November ballots. Catherine Davis Young reports the Invest in Ed campaign proposes to boost funding for Arizona schools through an increased state income tax on the wealthiest Arizonans.
It would apply to couples earning more than $500,000 per year or single-person households earning more than $250,000. To get their proposal onto Arizona ballots next fall, the group needs more than 150,000 signatures by July 5th. Josh Buckley is chair of the Invest in Ed campaign and a longtime high school teacher in Mesa.
We have seen a governor and a legislative body who have decided they can only do half measures, and so we're going to take the reins and we're going to do it ourselves.
More than 50,000 Arizona teachers and supporters marched to the state capitol in a five-day walkout in April and early May. They called for legislators to raise pay for teachers and school staff and increase classroom spending. In the end, Governor Doug Ducey and state lawmakers offered teachers a 19% raise over 3 years, but the state budget did not address teachers' concerns about restoring school funding to 2008 levels.
A recent survey by the research group FM3 showed 70% of surveyed Arizona voters say there's a great need for additional public school funding. Public schools in Colorado face significant challenges protecting students from sexual assault, harassment, and discrimination. Eric Alanis reports that's according to a new CU Boulder study.
Researchers found that key staff responsible for preventing and responding to harassment frequently didn't know it was their job. Elizabeth Meyer, the report's lead author, says if schools are serious about reducing discrimination in the Me Too era, they need to carve out time and resources for Title IX coordinators to be effective.
This is an important opportunity to pay closer attention to what's happening in our public schools and ensure that students are feeling safe and supported and have a place to turn if they do experience a case of sexual assault or sexual harassment in their schools.
And juvenile justice groups are planning to pack a public hearing today in Sacramento to support a bill that would ban criminal prosecution of children under 12 unless they're charged with murder or rape.
Patricia Lee, president of the Pacific Juvenile Defender Center, says California currently has no minimum age for prosecution in the juvenile system.
They're babies. They're not competent to understand the nature of proceedings. They cannot assist in their defense. It's a no-brainer.
Statistics show that in 2015, California authorities made 687 referrals to prosecute children under 12, including one 5-year-old and 12 7-year-olds. However, that constitutes less than 1% of the 87,000 juvenile arrests made in the state last year. Opponents of the law say prosecutors need to have discretion in deciding whether a child should be criminally prosecuted.
The same bill was introduced last year as part of a package of 6 juvenile justice reforms. 5 of them passed. This one was held over until this year's session. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Tuesday with a high near 73 and a low around 56. Showers are likely, a 60% chance on Wednesday with a high near 75 and a low around 58. Then the sun returns on Thursday with a high near 74 and a low around 54. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre at Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Just makes you want to donate to WGXC, doesn't it? And the number is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or go online to WGXC.org and show us your love. Give us a little tender, loving cash. Tell us how much this community radio means to you, means to independent thoughts in an age of corporate dominance of thoughts. Think about that.
We're in the middle of our pledge drive here at WGXC, trying to raise $25,000 over the next week or so. So don't be shy. Give us a call at 518-697-7400 and pledge your support for local hands-on community radio, for DJs like the Magic Stranger, and for all of our volunteer programmers that come here just to keep you informed of all of the important information that you need to know and all of that nonsensical music you need to hear, and local, regional, international news, opinions, right here on WGXE. That's 518-697-7400. Go online at wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. These sustaining members are very helpful. You can go on to our donate website and decide to contribute $5, $10, $20 a month. Not much to ask. Think of all those Netflix and how much you spend on coffee every month, and try to support us with $5 a month. That's helpful, something we know we can count on. It's helpful. Get online at wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. You're already a part of our WGXE family. And then you don't even have to think about calling in. You got that auto pay set up. It makes you happy, makes us happy, makes everybody on the planet happy. We're standing in the middle of a field right now. You can hear cows in the distance and crickets in the grass. That's 518-697-7400, ladies and gentlemen. 518-697-7400. Thank you for your support. Tell us. Tell us what you think of the station. What do you think of the station?
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send email.
Really, tell us how you really feel.
Tell us how you really feel. You could tell us how you really feel. Fun fact, you could do that by calling a number. It's an easy number to call, 518-697-7400.
You can do that by sending us money.
You can. You could tell us how it is.
Tell us what you really like about us.
And tell us how you feel.
You know, send us in. Donate some money.
Donate to money.
And why send would you... Send us in some requests, and maybe we'll play them.
That's not a number for requests.
Oh darn,
that's the wrong number for requests. So you can't do that. I mean,
is there a right number for requests?
There is a right
number. Call your home phone.
No, they could call a number for requests, but then
really?
There'd be two different numbers going. It's always hard to do requests during pledge drives.
That's very cool.
If you do a request, if you're like you have to play this song, then you could tell whoever picks up the phone, and then the person who picks up the phone could call here and be like, you've got a request, and it's a whole ordeal.
Okay, so for now, let's just worry about the money.
The money, yeah. 518-69, you gotta get us the money.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
The number is 518-697-7400. You can also go online from your smartphone or smart device or your dumb device, as the case may be. My parents just quote-unquote upgraded their smartphones to flip phones. And
Willie's coming.
We're going to talk about him quick. Man, Willie. He's just... Willie.
We're live on the radio right now. We're
talking
on air talking about you.
You got Solo cups?
Yeah, I got cups.
You can't really put coffee in Solo cups.
Why not?
You
can put coffee in anything you want.
Do you want me to go get more cups?
Kind of.
No, don't get more cups. No.
I'll get more cups.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'll get more cups. It's okay.
Okay.
We were just telling people about how you can go online from all sort of different devices to wgxc.org/donate.
Yep.
To donate.
Yep.
And I was also saying my parents just got flip phones, and they're actually able to very primitively browse the web on them.
Wow.
Mom, what are you doing? You've been sitting there, like, going at it on your phone for, like, you know, 10 minutes. Like, I'm on Facebook.
What?
How are you on Facebook?
Who's on Facebook on a flip phone?
That thing looks like a technological fossil. It should be in the natural...
That thing could only run MySpace.
It only has the space to run MySpace.
Like, that looks like it should be in the Technological History Museum in New York.
Zion.
Jeez. I could see that being something of Futurama.
Like it probably wouldn't be, because that's just like, I mean, that's 1,000 years. That's
probably already in a museum.
Send in your answers now. Do you think 1,000 years is long enough to make a museum?
Where are you going to send in your answers? The number doesn't go to us, Sam. That you can't. No, that it doesn't work.
It's a joke. Don't actually send in your answers.
Instead of sending in your answers, send in your money.
Okay.
Wait, where did my?
How many times am I going to say send in and you're going to correct me to money?
A lot, Sam.
Okay.
Right. Here we go. Here's something. If you do want to physically send something, if you enjoy sending physical documents, you can mail a check to 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York, 12405.
Good morning, and welcome to Good Heavens, your minimum daily requirement of astrological observation and cosmic mythology.
This is for June 12th. At 2:43 p.m. tomorrow, we will have our new Gemini moon. So much of this universe is what it is because we say that it is. That's how astrology works. That's how tarot works. That's how our language works. We put a bunch of sounds together to make up an agreed-upon label for a thing, event, emotion, situation, or whatever. Astrology works because we chose to project meaning onto the sun. The sun is warm. It feeds us. The sun makes everything visible. And so we take these actualities and superimpose our humanness onto them. How do we shine? How do we give out warmth? What feeds us in this existence? Then we take that basic archetype shared by all of us, because we all need to be fed and energized in this existence, and color it with the meaning we have described to the season, and say, that's who you are, what you need, what you're about, your mission, your purpose, and your reason for getting up out of bed in the morning. Projected meaning. That's all astrology is. But the weird thing is that it works. I just got a big thank you from a woman in Germany whose chart I read, whom I never met. How is that possible? Because we say it is. Therefore, it is impossible to those who say it isn't. Be mindful of what you say, think, portend, perceive, assume, or project. Words sound power. The universe is vibration. The gardening calendar says to harvest. The space calendar shows the asteroid I'm Your Mama at its closest approach to Earth. Tune in to Good Heavens tomorrow for another exciting and edifying excursion into the archetypal realm of astrology with Ryan Evans, who can be found at www.ryanevansastrology.com. Good Heavens is produced at the studios of WDRT, Viroqua, Wisconsin.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
And once again, folks, 518-697-7400. I'm not going to be shy to ask you to please contribute to your local community radio station to keep this cultural thing going into the future in a vibrant and healthy manner, and it takes you, our dear listeners, to make that happen. So once again, thank you to those who contributed and those who will contribute, which I know is going to happen. Thank you, and thank you again.
From Inverted Jenny, the 2017 local release from Catskill's Ross Goldstein, this is Upstate Blues.
In the hour of the in a black puddle of rain, upstate blues are giving me a pain. In the memory bank, everything is free. Afternoon siesta under a shady tree.
as of today, the it's not annual. It's like biannual. WGXC Pledge Drive has begun. So if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got nothing on this show.
Okay. Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the stuff. Or the easier way to describe this is giant church on Warren Street.
Yes,
it's also where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big
alternatively,
stone
you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but
you would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No, no.
But if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents, and then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
I am your host from One Size Fits All on WGXC.
Have you given yet? Have you been radioactive?
It's an amazing phenomenon when you actually break through the clutter of the clear channel stations and the religious broadcasters and all of that and the NPR stations, and you get to hear actual human beings talking about what matters to them in a way that's just honest. On the way here, I heard the interview with the high school student who was down at Occupy Albany, and I thought, wow, this is what this is about. This is I would never have guessed there was an African-American teenager in Catskill or wherever she's from who had been down to Occupy Wall Street, and to hear the transformation that she went through as a result of being there is just amazing to me. There's no way that I could have been exposed to that without this radio station. So I would like to thank you. I had to drive here personally to thank you because I couldn't find my cell phone.
Man, Steve, you want to hang out for a little longer? We're on Pledge Week right now, and you just nailed it. You're just, wow, okay, exactly what he said, folks. We are on Pledge Week, and we are community radio. We do depend on you, and I'm just going to throw out the number there again. It's 828-0290. Please show us your support. We depend on your contributions. Give us a buzz.
What do listeners hear on 90.7 FM, WGX?
Okay, so, you know, we talked about the music, the cultural and public affairs, transmission arts, youth programming, morning and afternoon shows, and news. So let's jump back to the youth.
Hello, this is Cleo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Accra, New York. We're the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune into transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
But we have been lucky to be on Bound by Books for many, many years. So Bound by Books was one of the shows when WGXC first launched way back when. And we've had changes in the youth on the show, obviously, because youth grow up and sometimes they move. But yeah, we've had continuous youth voices on the radio on Bound by Books ever since the start. And there's also other great radio shows hosted by youth on WGXC. Because WGXC is great.
Yeah.
They give space for youth voices as well as other community voices. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help do our part to help keep WGXC on the air so that more and more and more youth voices can be heard every day on the radio here in Columbia, Greene County, and elsewhere. It's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC. And we're trying to reach, or striving to reach, or going to reach, a goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air throughout the year. And our daily goal is
$2,100.
And we're hoping some people listening out there will help us reach this daily goal and help us reach the greater goal to keep WGXC going strong. And so we're asking people out there, if you care about community radio, youth voices on the radio, bookish radio, hands-on radio, listener-supported radio.
For that reason, call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your generosity.
Yeah, and every amount counts. It could be a quarter. I don't know if you can donate a quarter online. But if you had a quarter in your pocket and you stopped by, you could donate it.
Yeah.
If you have $1 million in your pocket, you could donate that too.
That would be very helpful.
We like both. Yeah. But yeah, all amounts count. Everything helps us reach our goal. We won 1 year. We had one of our youth radio co-hosts just emptied her pockets, and she had $5 and some odd cents, and she gave that to the station. So every little bit counts. We hope you'll call in 518-697-7400. Talk to one of our wonderful friends out at the phones or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. It's a great website.
Yeah.
I go to the website a lot. You can listen to old shows on there. So if you miss our show some week and you're so sad that you didn't get to listen to Bound by Books, you can go back and catch it in the archives.
Yeah.
Or if you missed a community event, there's a lot of recorded meetings all throughout the area. So if you can't attend everything, which nobody can attend everything, but you wish you could, you can catch up by searching for those meetings in the archives on the website. But yeah, it's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. And there really have been... The radio's been all over the area. There's studios in here in Hudson, where we just moved this spring, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we've been here forever now. But we're in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of 4th and Warren, a little side entrance by the post office. Great new space. We've settled in nicely. There's also a studio space over in Acre. And there's also broadcast from Catskill, as well as remote broadcasts from all over our listening area. We had a broadcast from the Hudson Area Library this year, which was fun.
Yeah.
For the Hudson Children's Book Festival, we had a bunch of authors and illustrators come, and we did a remote broadcast from the Teen Room. I've heard shows that are recorded in restaurants, from other libraries. There's a whole list here of places that broadcasts have happened in the past year. Oh, we did one last, I think it was last year, from the Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. That was fun because we're a book show, so we got to be surrounded by books while we talked about books, which is pretty fun. But yeah, so WGXC really gets out there for broadcasts. You can also really listen to WGXC anywhere. While on the radio dial, it doesn't go, you know, forever and ever and ever. It goes pretty far. But you can also listen online at WGXC.org. There's a listen live function. Yeah. There's also a new app that just came out this year that you can listen to both live broadcasts as well as archives on the app. We hope you'll help keep WGXC on the air and help WGXC continue to grow and reach out to the community and call in and show your support. We have some lovely people waiting by the phones to take your call. It's 518-697-7400, or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
I am Big Vern Hud City. What's good with you? I got the boys in the house with me. And fellas, we are in the middle of the pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So don't start yet. Don't start it until I get this right, man. Let me do what I'm supposed to do here. Let's go.
So, I mean, you know, we usually only ask you guys for supporting and listening to our shows and the different programs that come on WGXC. But, you know, when it's pledge drive time, we need you to kick in and support a little bit more than you normally do. So if you would like to hear us continue to be on the radio, continue to have great shows that are appearing right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, please donate. Any amount helps a lot. Doesn't matter, you're not locked into that. 518-697-7400, or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. If you want to be gracious enough to get a tour of the studio and you want to do that in person, you can come to the Hudson studio. It's at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side, Hudson, New York, 12534. Or you can even mail your donations in to WGXC in care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Pledge, pledge, pledge. Keep us on the air. Show your love and your support.
That's Ray. You did that, dog.
Appreciate you. It's been a minute since I did that.
Yeah.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day. A performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games and of the television, when you're done with chores and homework, and it's time to make a big decision, you might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride? Shenandoah, Mauna Loa, Tower of Pisa, Hamburg, Frankfurt, Beantown, Monte Cristo, Cairo. Chicago, Tasmania, Slovenia, Romania, Pago Pago, Sedona, Pamplona, Daytona, Patagonia, Winona, Bologna, Barcelona, Caledonia, Bangkok, Sliding Rock, Antioch, Cuba City, Sun City, Cloud City, Emerald City, ain't it pretty?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man. There's lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share, man. So get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere.
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 That was Ulster County's Medeski, Martin, and Wood with Let's Go Everywhere, local music on the radio.
This is Robert Tomlinson on your creative community radio station, WGXC 90.7. Welcome. My first guest today is the amazing Jen Dubois.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Jen.
Actually,
let's mention what you're up to.
Let everyone know that I'll be playing at the Crossroads Brewing Company Catskill Tap Room on Friday the 15th, I believe, is the Father's Day.
What time is that?
That's, I believe, 6:30.
6:30-ish.
6:30 to 8:30, I think, is the deal.
Good.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you playing by yourself? Solo?
I am playing solo.
Okay.
Yep, one woman band.
WGXC needs you. Can you be entertaining and engaging while being informative? Are you interested in all things local? News, politics, and culture? Well, WGXC 90.7 FM is looking for people to host its morning shows, the hands-on community radio magazine show. Our hosts love having an audience, are capable of multitasking, and are slow to panic. No radio experience is necessary. We're looking for diamonds in the rough. Before taking to the airwaves, you will be thoroughly trained and then set free to create compelling radio for listeners throughout Greene and Columbia counties. For more information, contact Lynn at WGXC.org or simply send an email inquiry to apply at WGXC.org. WGXC needs you. WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Phil Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hudson First Ward Supervisor Sarah Sterling expressed the need for enforced legislation countywide to stop the sale of electronic cigarettes to underage persons during a recent meeting of the Columbia County Community Services Board. Juuls, a kind of nicotine vaporizers that are easy to use discreetly and come in many flavors, are popular with teenagers. Sterling said, and I quote, "They think they aren't smoking, but they're getting as much nicotine as a cigarette," end quote. At the same meeting, Dan Almasi, County Deputy Director of Community Services, announced the start of a nicotine cessation program, and I quote, "for people invested in having a quit date," end quote.
Participants follow a program that includes quitting early on. Wolfberg writes, various services are available for those, and I quote, considering whether to quit, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. After 30 years of anticipation, Kinderhook has started paving Wildflower Road at the request of homeowners living along the cul-de-sac. The half-mile-long dead-end street off Mason Road has existed as a dirt road for about 31 years after developers failed to finish the road. Discussions about what the town would do with the road started 6 years ago. For years, residents maintained the street by filling potholes and performing other maintenance work. The Kinderhook Town Board, during a May 29th special meeting, approved a $250,000 bond to finance the project on behalf of the Wildflower Road residents and voted to commence with the work. Troy-based Newcastle Paving will do the work. Paving started May 29th, and the work is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said, and I quote, "We are glad to help out the homeowners on that road. Considering it has been more than 30 years, this is a real accomplishment," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTWFM, the CAT, the Germantown School District's Odyssey of the Mind Division II team, placed second in the Odyssey World Finals in Ames, Iowa. The team of 7th and 8th graders performed their Alice in Wonderland mockumentary using the croquet mats described in the classic novel to discuss present-day use and misuse of social media. More than 835 teams competed in the Odyssey competition this year. The Germantown team competed against 66 teams from 16 nations and other states to place third. Team also ranked first in style for their problem. Odyssey of the Mind is an international competition that teaches students how to develop creative problem-solving skills while having fun in the process. And you can read that full story at 985thecat.com. Ashley Miller reports for WNYT that Ichabod Crane won the Class B state championship in softball on June 9th. Ichabod Crane senior pitcher Calista Phippen pitched a no-hitter to win the semifinal game earlier in the day against Olean. Then in the afternoon, she pitched a one-hitter to beat Susquehanna Valley 2-0 to win the state championship. The Greenville softball team did not quite match Ichabod Crane, losing the Class C state semifinals June 9th to Chautauqua Lake 2-0. And you can read that full story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For more community news and information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.
Consider making a donation to the WGXE Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxe.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
Coming up on the WGXE 90.7 FM community program schedule for Tuesday, June 12th, Pete Levensee kicks off day 7 of WGXE's Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive live from the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Library, followed by The Forgotten Geek with Corey McCaslin from 11 until noon. At 2 o'clock on Eating It in the Hudson Valley, host Phyllis Segura will continue the theme of local food products with Sauerkraut Seth and Phoenicia Honey for this special Pledge Drive edition. At 4 o'clock on the WGXC afternoon show, guest host Robert Tomlinson will be talking with Kelly Kenyon, coordinator of Spencertown Academy's Young Writers Contest, and prize winners Claudia Moreno and Noah Goebel. Later on after the news hour at 7 o'clock, John D. Thomas hosts Jazz Streams, 7 to 9:30 live from the Hudson Studio.
Gonna get some records. Gonna get some records. Gonna get some records for my baby.
Mr. Record Man, get this record for me, won't you please?
I should keep records.
The WGXC Record Fair 2018 is coming back Sunday, September 16th at the Basilica Hudson. Vendors from across the Northeast will gather at Basilica's main hall to sell vinyl, CDs, cassette tapes, DVDs, books, musical equipment and instruments, and radio-related ephemera. If you want to get involved and sell records, CDs, or more at WGXC's Record Fair, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call 518-697-7400. That's recordfair@wgxc.org. You can also make a donation to WGXC of old records, tapes, or other media. Again, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call 518-697-7400 to help with the WGXC Record Fair. Go and get some
records. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Tuesday with a high near 73 and a low around 56. Showers are likely, a 60% chance on Wednesday with a high near 75 and a low around 58. Then the sun returns on Thursday with a high near 74 and a low around 54. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
As of today, the it's not annual. Like biannual WGXC pledge drive has begun, so if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you get to listen to us?
We're great. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got then, nothing on this show.
Okay, then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the... stuff. Or the easier way to describe this is... giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but,
you would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No,
if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents. And then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
The Greenville Zoning Board meets 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 12th. That's the same night that the Elgar Variations Tour arrives at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. On Wednesday, June 13th, there's a handcraft night at Drop Forge and Tool at 6 p.m., hosted by Jen Hewitt, who's the author of Print, Pattern, Sew, Block Printing, and Basics. The Cove movie, part of an environmental documentary series, is at 6 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at the Village of Coxsackie Hall. Call 518-478-5414 for more information about the screening of The Cove film, an environmental documentary, Wednesday, June 13th at the Village of Coxsackie Hall. Thursday, June 14th, the Cara Durham Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. at Cara Durham High School, 1301 Route 145 in Durham. Thursday, June 14th, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at High Low in Catskill. Hudson Valley composer Bobby Previtt leads a conceptual performance with webcasts at WGXC.org and wavefarm.org. You can hear it live. Turn out or tune in to Bobby Previtt's Blueprints, 8 p.m., Thursday, June 14th at High Low. The latest edition of the Blues Pro Jam is at the Club Helsinki in Hudson Thursday, June 14th at 8 p.m. Friday, June 15th, there's a show at 8 p.m. at the My Life in the Bush of Ghosts space in New Paltz with Dog Pass Musique, HSFB, Four Airports, and Matt Lazic all performing. Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Also, Phantom Sleaze, Hairbag, and RBNX are at Hilo and Catskill Friday, June 15th. Phantom Sleaze is releasing a new album called Phantom Sleaze at the show. Club Helsinki in Hudson has the Funky Knuckles on Friday, June 15th at 9 p.m. Dallas-based jazz, new jazz, and funk band at Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, June 15th. Saturday, June 16th, there's a scavenger hunt for fantastical creatures at Bard College at Simon's Rock, part of the Daniels Art Party Performing Arts Festival. Also, the Columbia County Soil and Water.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org.